In today's news headlines, the political fallout from accusations of sexual assault against Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh continues, with the accuser, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, having been forced to go into hiding after being targeted by vicious harassment and even death threats. The New York Times reported that her email has been hacked, she has been impersonated online, and she and her family have been forced to relocate out of their home. Meanwhile, President Trump on Tuesday expressed sympathy for his nominee instead, saying, "I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him." Trump himself has faced numerous accusations of sexual assault by multiple women. Ford has also said that before she appears at a public hearing in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, she wants a full investigation, which she said must be the first step before she testifies. Ford's lawyers reiterated that sentiment in a letter to the committee's ranking Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, saying, quote, "While Dr. Ford's life was being turned upside down, you and your staff scheduled a public hearing for her to testify at the same table as Judge Kavanaugh in front of 24 U.S. senators on national television to relive this traumatic and harrowing incident." The letter also surmised that the hearing, quote, would include interrogation by senators who appear to have made up their minds that she is mistaken and mixed up. Indeed, the Republican strategy in the new era of hashtag MeToo appears to be to try to avoid subjecting Ford to the same treatment that Anita Hill received in the 1991 Clarence Thomas confirmation hearing. Instead of attacking Ford, the GOP seems to be coalescing around a strategy to accept that Ford was indeed assaulted, but that it must have been by someone other than Kavanaugh. Trump has rejected the suggestion to reopen Kavanaugh's FBI background check, likely knowing such a review would postpone the confirmation vote until after the midterm elections. Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono was asked on Tuesday whether it was significant that she was one of only four women on the Senate Judiciary Committee that's vetting Kavanaugh. Her response was stunning and has gone viral.
"Of course it helps that there are women on that committee, but you know what? I expect the men in this country and the men in this committee, and many of them, believe me, because we all signed on to this letter to demand an FBI investigation. But really, guess who's perpetuating all of these kinds of actions? It's the men in this country. And I just want to say to the men in this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing for a change." Okay, you can
see. That's Senator Mazie Hirono on Tuesday speaking to press about the Kavanaugh scandal. Senators Patty Murray, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski also spoke with reporters.
"Committee members need to have the facts. That's why they're asking for an FBI background investigation, and I believe that that would produce a much better hearing. It's serious, and I hope all the members of the committee take this seriously and do this in the right way, because it wasn't done in the right way with Anita Hill."
"We'll see what happens, but the important thing is that both Professor Ford and Judge Kavanaugh be given the opportunity to come before the Judiciary Committee in a public session and testify under oath."
"My hope is that it will be conducted with a level of respect and integrity for the process and for the people."
Those were the voices of Senators Lisa Murkowski, before her Senator Susan Collins, both of whom are Republicans, and before them we heard Democratic Senator Patty Murray, all commenting on the ongoing scandal around the sexual assault accusation that Kavanaugh faces. Later on our show, we'll explore the story in greater detail with Julie Milliken of Media Matters for America. Workers at several McDonald's restaurants in 10 cities around the country walked off their jobs on Tuesday at lunchtime and said they wouldn't return until the next day in protest of the country's rampant problems of sexual harassment. The walkouts, which were organized under the hashtag MeToo banner, took place in Chicago, Kansas City, St. Louis, Los Angeles, Miami, Milwaukee, New Orleans, Orlando, San Francisco, and Durham. 10 McDonald's workers had earlier filed sexual harassment complaints against the corporation with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The strikes have received support from the Fight for 15 movement, as well as Time's Up, the action group formed in the wake of the hashtag MeToo revelations. According to Vox, while sexual harassment has motivated workplace organizing for well over a century, Tuesday's action may be the first multi-state strike focused on sexual harassment in U.S. history. A federal appeals court on Tuesday ruled in favor of bartenders and waitstaff who make less than minimum wage. The 11-judge panel decided that when tipped workers are asked to do work that has no prospect of tips, such as cleaning toilets, their employers must make up the wages to meet minimum wage levels and cannot use tip credits at their discretion. Although the ruling may be limited to a handful of states, the judge, writing the majority opinion, concluded that tips are, quote, a gift to the server as opposed to a cost-saving benefit to the employer. The defendants in the case included the restaurant chains P.F. Chang's and J. Alexander's. In another labor story, Washington, D.C. lawmakers are on the verge of overturning a voter initiative to raise the minimum wage for restaurant workers. If Initiative 77 were to go into effect, it would gradually increase wages for tipped workers until they reach the district's minimum wage of at least $15 an hour. Currently, tipped workers are paid as little as $3.89 an hour, but now the D.C. City Council wants to overturn that initiative. A ProPublica investigation published on Tuesday has found that Facebook allowed a number of employers to target job advertisements to users based on their gender. According to the outlet, one example shows that a review of Facebook ads found that many purchased by Drive with Uber, the rideshare company's recruiting arm, targeted only men in more than a dozen cities across the U.S. Our survey of 91 Uber ads found just one targeting only women, three did not target a specific sex. A total of 15 employers in the past year have been found to be posting job ads in a discriminatory manner. Experts say that, quote, the Supreme Court ruled in 1973 that it is illegal for an employer to take out job ads in newspapers with parameters such as help wanted men. The Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that political action committees are required to disclose the names of some of their unnamed contributors. At the heart of the case is conservative super PAC Crossroads GPS. According to Associated Press Now, donors giving more than $200 to nonprofits, quote, for the purpose of furthering an independent expenditure, have to be disclosed to the Federal Election Commission. One commissioner on the FEC hailed the vote, saying the ruling was a, quote, real victory for transparency. Hurricane Florence continues to wreak havoc on North Carolina and surrounding states with flash flooding and nighttime storms. There have even been tornadoes linked to the storm as it dissipates very slowly. The rain and flooding is still going strong, and residents who were evacuated are frustrated that they're still unable to return to their homes. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said in a press conference, "I know it was hard to leave home, and it is even harder to wait and wonder whether you even have a home to go back to." The states of Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, and the District of Columbia are now feeling the impact, with steady rain and the threats of flash flooding. Even as Florence's devastation has been strongly linked to climate change, the Trump administration on Wednesday formally lifted the Obama-era regulations on methane pollution. "We're for clean air and water, but at the same time we're for reasonable regulations," said Deputy Interior Secretary David Bernhardt. Methane is an even more potent greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. A new study has found that air pollutants like soot are found in the placentas of pregnant women, potentially harming their fetuses. The UK-based researchers said, "Our results provide the first evidence that inhaled pollution particles can move from the lungs into the circulation and then to the placenta." Earlier studies have found a correlation between air pollution and low birth weight and other health issues in babies. And finally, in international news, North and South Korea's leaders signed a historic deal at the culmination of a three-day summit in Pyongyang. Kim Jong-un and Moon Jae-in committed to no war between the two nations, and Kim in particular took steps towards denuclearization with an agreement to dismantle a major missile engine test site and launch pad. Trump hailed the deal on Twitter, while experts worried it was too vague. And that does it for our headlines today.